This is the reading for April 18th. Psalm 108. God, my heart is steady. I will sing and praise you with all my being. Wake up, harp and lyre. I will wake up the dawn. Lord, I will praise you among the nations. I will sing songs of praise about you to all the nations. Your great love reaches to the skies, your truth to the heavens. God, you are supreme above the skies. Let your glory be over all the earth. Answer us and save us by your power, so the people you love will be rescued. God has said from his temple, "When I win, I will divide Shechem and measure off the valley of Succoth. Gilead and Manasseh are mine. Ephraim is like my helmet. Judah holds my royal scepter. Moab is like my washbowl. I throw my sandals at Edom. I shout at Philistia. Who will bring me to the strong walled city? Who will lead me to Edom? God, surely you have rejected us. You do not go out with our armies. Help us fight the enemy. Human help is useless, but we can win with God's help. He will defeat our enemies." Judges chapter 3. These are the nations the Lord did not force to leave. He wanted to test the Israelites who had not fought in the wars of Canaan. The only reason the Lord left those nations in the land was to teach the descendants of the Israelites who had not fought in those wars how to fight. These are the nations, the five rulers of the Philistines, all the Canaanites, the people of Sidon, and the Hivites who lived in the Lebanon mountains, from Mount Baal Hermon to Lebo Hamath. Those nations were in the land to test the Israelites to see if they would obey the commands the Lord had given to their ancestors by Moses. The people of Israel lived with the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. The Israelites began to marry the daughters of those people, and they allowed their daughters to marry the sons of those people. Israel also served their gods. The Israelites did what the Lord said was wrong. They forgot about the Lord their God and served the idols of Baal and Asherah. So the Lord was angry with Israel and allowed Cushan Rishathaim, king of northwest Mesopotamia, to rule over the Israelites for 8 years. When Israel cried to the Lord sent someone to save them. Othniel, son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother, saved the Israelites. The Spirit of the Lord entered Othniel, and he became Israel's judge. When he went to war, the Lord handed over to him Cushan-Rishathaim, king of northwest Mesopotamia. So the land was at peace for 40 years. Then Othniel, son of Kenaz, died. Again, the people of Israel did what the Lord said was wrong. So the Lord gave Eglon, king of Moab, power to defeat Israel because of the evil Israel did. Eglon got the Ammonites and the Amalekites to join him. Then he attacked Israel and took Jericho, the city of palm trees. So the people of Israel were ruled by Eglon, king of Moab, for 18 years. When the people cried to the Lord, he sent someone to save them. He was Ehud, son of Gera, from the people of Benjamin, who was left-handed. Israel sent Ehud to give Eglon, king of Moab, the payment he demanded. Ehud made himself a sword with two edges, about 18 inches long, and he tied it to his right hip under his clothes. Ehud gave Eglon, king of Moab, the payment he demanded. Now Eglon was a very fat man. After he had given Eglon the payment, Ehud sent away the people who had carried it. When he passed the statues near Gilgal, he turned around and said to Eglon, "I have a secret message for you, King Eglon." The king said, "Be quiet." Then he sent all of his servants out of the room. Ehud went to King Eglon as he was sitting alone in the room above his summer palace. Ehud said, "I have a message from God for you." As the king stood up from his chair, Ehud reached with his left hand and took out the sword that was tied to his right hip. Then he stabbed the sword deep into the king's belly. Even the handle sank in, and the blade came out his back. The king's fat covered the whole sword, so Ehud left the sword in Eglon. Then he went out of the room and closed and locked the doors behind him. When the servants returned just after Ehud left, they found the doors to the room locked. So they thought the king was relieving himself. They waited for a long time. Finally, they became worried because he still had not opened the doors. So they got the key and unlocked them and saw their king lying dead on the floor. While the servants were waiting, Ehud had escaped. He passed by the statues and went to Sarai. When he reached the mountains of Ephraim, he blew the trumpet. The people of Israel heard it and went down from the hills with Ehud leading them. He said to them, follow me, the Lord has helped you to defeat your enemies, the Moabites. So that Israel followed Ehud and captured the crossings of the Jordan River. They did not allow the Moabites to cross the Jordan River. Israel killed about 10,000 strong and able men from Moab. Not one escaped. So that day Moab was forced to be under the rule of Israel, and there was peace in the land for 80 years. After Ehud, Shamgar, son of Anath, saved Israel. Shamgar killed 600 Philistines with a sharp stick used to guide oxen. Judges chapter 4. After Ehud died, the Israelites again did what the Lord said was wrong. So he let Jabin, a king of Canaan, who ruled in the city of Hazor, defeat Israel. Sisera, who lived in Harosheth, Hagoyim, was the commander of Jabin's army. Because he had 900 iron chariots and was very cruel to the people of Israel for 20 years, they cried to the Lord for help. A prophetess named Deborah, the wife of Lappidoth, was judge of Israel at that time. Deborah would sit under the palm tree of Deborah, which was between the cities of Ramah and Bethel in the mountains of Ephraim. And the people of Israel would come to her to settle their arguments. Deborah sent a message to Barak, son of Abinoam. Barak lived in the city of Kadesh, which is in the area of Naphtali. Deborah said to Barak, "The Lord, the God of Israel, commands you, go and gather 10,000 men of Naphtali and Zebulun and lead them to Mount Tabor. I will make Sisera the commander of Jabin's army, and his chariots and his army meet you at the Kishon River. I will hand Sisera over to you." Then Barak said to Deborah, "I will go if you will go with me, but if you won't go with me, I won't go." "Of course I will go with you," Deborah answered, "but you will not get credit for the victory. The Lord let a woman defeat Sisera." So Deborah went with Barak to Kadesh. At Kadesh, Barak called the people of Zebulun and Naphtali together. From them he gathered 10,000 men to follow him, and Deborah went with him also. Now Heber the Kenite had left the other Kenites, the descendants of Hobab, Moses' brother-in-law. Heber had put up his tent by the great tree in Zaananim near Kadesh. When Sisera was told that Barak, son of Abinoam, had gone to Tabor, Sisera gathered his 900 iron chariots and all the men with him from Harosheth Hagoyim to the Kishon River. Then Deborah said to Barak, "Get up. Today is the day the Lord will hand over Sisera. The Lord has already cleared the way for you." So Barak led 10,000 men down Mount Tabor. As Barak approached, the Lord confused Sisera and his army and chariots. The Lord defeated them with the sword, but Sisera left his chariot and ran away on foot. Barak and his men chased Sisera's chariots and army to Harosheth Hagoyim. With their swords they killed all of Sisera's men, not one of them was left alive. But Sisera himself ran away to the tent where Jael lived. She was the wife of Heber, one of the Kenite family groups. Heber's family was at peace with Jabin, king of Hazor. Jael went out to meet Sisera and said to him, "Come into my tent, master. Come in, don't be afraid." So Sisera went into Jael's tent, and she covered him with a rug. Sisera said to Jael, "I am thirsty. Please give me some water to drink." So she opened a leather bag of milk and gave him a drink. Then she covered him up. He said to her, "Go stand at the entrance to the tent. If anyone comes and asks you, 'Is anyone here?' say no." But Jael, the wife of Heber, took a tent peg and a hammer and quietly went to Sisera. Since he was very tired, he was in a deep sleep. She hammered the tent peg through the side of Sisera's head and into the ground, and so Sisera died. At that very moment, Barak came by Jael's tent, chasing Sisera. Jael went out to meet him and said, "Come, I will show you the man you are looking for." So Barak entered her tent, and there Sisera lay dead with the tent peg in his head. On that day, God defeated Jabin, king of Canaan, in the sight of Israel. Israel became stronger and stronger against Jabin, king of Canaan, until finally they destroyed him.